5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If you haven't noticed, everything costs a ton more money lately. It's time to get creative on ways to save money. So what is your money-saving tip? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, they came out with a list of things that you can do to save money.
Okay, let's see if any of my favorites are on here right now. Or stuff that I would actually do. Because a lot of times they come out with these lists and you're like, come on, who's actually going to do that?
Put a timer in the shower. So that you don't take too long.
Come on with that nonsense.
I mean, you want to save money or not?
I have a well. What is that going to do for me? It's not going to do anything for me.
Pre-portioned toilet paper and cereal. So
wait a minute.
That's a real thing.
No, it's a real thing.
You only get five squares. There's no world where you need more than five squares.
No, yes, there is. yes, there is. Don't you? No, that is a fail. Also, prepackage your toilet paper. What a desperate situation you find yourself in.
You want to go to single ply? What's yours?
I have always told you that I believe fully in my heart and in my brain, too. This is the one thing they agree upon, is that no matter where you are, you can judge the economic state of a company or a person or whatever based on their toilet paper. You know.
I agree with that.
Yes, you can.
Cut open lotions and toothpaste. This, I don't see why you shouldn't be doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Why not? You get the last little bit of it. Yeah, I mean,
get in there. That's a winner. I like that.
Yeah, if I could get two more teeth brushing sessions out of my toothpaste, why wouldn't I want that?
Just takes a dime. Are you the person that puts toothpaste all the way across the toothbrush?
No, just a dab. Just a dab.
Okay.
Just a dab.
Yep. All right. Well, yep. We're going to save $3 on that this year.
Yep. We asked around the office their money-saving tips.
Stay off of Instagram. Do not go shopping with your kids. They cost you more money.
That is 100% true.
Wait a minute. Why stay off of Instagram?
Because you buy stuff. Yeah, you don't buy things off of Instagram?
Never.
They sucker you in. Those influencers have gotten so good at making you want the stuff. Even me, that like I feel like
You feel like you're
immune to it?
Yeah, you feel like you're aware of it, so you should be able to just, you know, ignore it, right?
Yeah, no, I fall for it all the time and I buy stuff. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Charlie, what do you do to save money?
Hey, what's up, guys? So really, every time I get paid, I take like 10% of that and I put that into a separate savings account. I've been doing that for years and it's worked out, believe it or not. I mean, in the beginning, it's a hard kind of learning curve. You're like taking 10% of your paycheck, but it definitely feels good to know that there's like, you know, some backup savings there for you. Like, and it adds up over time.
I feel like you hear that all the time. You have to pay yourself first, you know, which is, I think, easier said than done.
It's a hard habit to get into initially, but it will pay you a lot of dividends, right? At first, every one of those weeks, we could always use more money in our check. I mean, that's no different today than it would be 20 years ago. But then you get used to your new budget with that money already gone, and it doesn't bother you at all.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, hey, you know, cars break down and things happen. So it's just nice to have that and you know, just as backup, just in case.
I mean, I do the same thing with my 401k, but that's evaporating over the last couple of weeks, too. Thanks, market. Love to see that.
You know what I've been doing? It's I don't want to say I'm a hero, but
here we go.
I'm one of those people that always buys their fruit pre-cut, even though it costs more, because I just don't have it in me.
So now you're cutting fruit?
I bought a cantaloupe that was intact. And it sat on my counter for 2 weeks, and I thought I was going to have to throw it away. And then I got mad at myself. I said, no, cut the cantaloupe.
Right.
You,
do it.
You do it.
Save the money.
And that's what I'm going to do this whole summer, is I'm going to buy fruit that's intact, and I'm going to cut it myself to save money on that. What's your money-saving tip? 1-800-330- 99.99. What's your money-saving hack? Everything costs a ton lately, and they're trying to come up with all these different ways that you can save money. Now, Raven has already gave a thumbs down to putting a timer in the shower.
I mean, come on with that nonsense.
Pre-portioned toilet paper and cereal. He didn't like that idea.
I mean, is this prison? What are we doing to ourselves?
How about these? Washing out plastic bags and reusing them.
No.
No?
No.
Why?
No.
I do that.
No.
I mean, I grew up in a house, I always thought you just reused your foil if it wasn't that dirty. We reused foil all the time growing up, and my mom washed out the Ziploc bags. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Listen, foil is different than the plastic bags. I don't know. Once something goes in the plastic bag, that's it. Once it gets moist in there.
How about going meatless at least once a week because the prices of meat are so expensive?
I mean, I don't know. I just eat what my wife puts in front of me. If she doesn't do meat one day, I hardly even notice.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know.
1-800-330-9999. Judy, what's your money-saving hack?
I bring my own lunch to work now. I'm not eating out.
I actually give Paul, my husband, a hard time because he eats out at work every single day that he goes in. He never brings his lunch anymore. And I'm like, it's $7 to $15 every time you do that.
Everybody knows, all right, if Paul goes in and he's carrying his lunch bag, he doesn't look cool in the calf.
No.
And he's the boss now, you know, so now he's got to order.
No, he's got to eat, like, ham on Wonder Bread like the rest of us.
I'm so
family.
Upset I forgot my banana and my apple today. Louisa, what's your money-saving hack?
Oh, my God. Well, I have a serious juicing habit. I love going into my local juice place. And then I realized, if I bought a $99 juicer and I did it myself, like I save a couple $100 a month by making my own juices.
Yeah, but does it taste the same?
Oh, it tastes the same. Totally. Oh.
I mean, it's juice. I would imagine. Right. Juice is pretty much the same.
I mean, all you've got to do is, you know, celery stalks and lemon and green apples and some pineapple. And it's just like, bam. It's delicious.
I feel like the juicer is different than the smoothies because when I try to make smoothies at home, they never taste as good as when I get them out.
Yeah. Well, I think when you get it, it's like a sandwich being made by somebody else. I mean, science just tells you that it's supposed to taste better because you didn't have the scents and all that stuff around you. The first sensation you get is the actual sip that you're taking, not all the ingredients that you have to put in there. On the other hand, if you made them right next to each other, right, and yours didn't taste the same, the secret ingredient is sugar.
Sugar, right.
It's always sugar.
Yeah, you're right.
Because that's what's going to bring people back.
But I want to go on the record that a deli sandwich definitely tastes better than when I make like three slices of ham on Wonder Bread with mayonnaise.
See?
Same. I do agree with that. A deli is much better than any homemade sandwich.
We asked around the office money-saving tips.
Put a little away every paycheck. I usually do like a percentage. And you don't touch it. You put it in savings. Like 5% at least.
Everybody does that. I never do that. I feel like I should do that.
You know what so our 401k, you're eligible to move it up every 4 months or 3 months, I think it is. And I've put it in my calendar because when, you know, I did my last increase, I was like, I'm going to increase this again coming up. I get used to the idea. It's been a year and a half. I have not increased it. I'm at 8%. I can't get above it. I can't get the bills want everything else. I can't get above 8%.
We have a 401k here?
You're terrible at this.
All right. What's your money-saving hack? 1-800-330-9999. Have you noticed how everything costs a ton more lately? What is your money-saving hack? 1-800-330-9999.
Dan and Raven. So I have been really starting to utilize returning water bottles after you buy them at the store. I went into my garage and took all the ones that we've been kind of hoarding, and I made $62, and it was enough to fill my gas tank for the week.
$62?
I mean, how big is your garage?
What else was in the garage?
I mean, that's insane.
If you let the dog in there, you better check and make sure he's alive.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me do the math. Hold on. Let me think.
62.
If there's 62 and a nickel,
20.
You get a nickel back.
Just go times
62
20.
62 times 20.
Thank
what do
you.
I do?
I mean, seriously, 62 times 20.
It's 1,240.
That's you had 1,240 bottles. Every bottle is 5 cents. Look at you. You're still, Anna can't figure out the math. You just blew up her brain.
I don't know how you drink that much water. What's your money saving hack, Jeff?
I use Acorns. Every time you buy something in a store, it rounds up to the nearest dollar and takes that change and puts it into an account.
I think Acorns is brilliant. I downloaded it when I heard about it because I was like, that's brilliant. And then I never used it. I never signed it up.
Well, it's so funny because you're like the sixth person. We keep getting text messages and Facebook messages about it, and I've never heard of it before.
You never miss it because it's just changed. So if you spend $2.45, it rounds it up to $3, and that change that's left over goes into an account.
Yeah. That's really smart.
It is a good idea.
You never miss it.
Yeah. Hi, Robert. What do you do to save some money?
Hey, in order to save money, I will get my paycheck, go to the bank, get cash out, and put it in an envelope and hide it. Hide that envelope.
So wait a minute. So you don't carry around your card with regularity. You will go take your paycheck, cash it, and then put some cash in an envelope and then basically hide it on yourself?
Yeah, a portion of the paycheck. Put it somewhere in the house. Somewhere where hopefully I'll forget about it for a little while.
But not forever.
And I just, not forever, exactly. I'm going to find it eventually, but it's a way to say I've hidden some cash away.
Wow.
And then you enjoy the feeling of watching that cash increase.
I mean, if you know where it is.
Right.
If not, you are dealing with the feeling of sitting around wondering to yourself when you went senile and you forgot all this money around you. You know what? I mean, you're not the first person to do it, so I'm not going to act like it's a crazy idea. I actually would subscribe a little bit to that idea, but I know that I would forget things.
I would
lose money.
No, but I know the spot. I know where I put some cash, like when I need for emergency situations, and I know like when like if I got to run out and I need it, I know where to go. But if I if I branched out from that location,
that's what I'm saying. If you had more than one spot,
oh, it'd be a problem.
That's right. A problem.
Right. Somebody who lived in my house 7 years from now would be very, very happy. I'm sure.
Right. This is what happens when people pass away. You're cleaning out their house and you've got like their sofa, and you're like, oh my god, there was $30,000 in there.
We had producer John write a song about how you can save money.
Dining out every day for dinner and brunch. Try to save a little money and pack a lunch. Got your tax return, but don't you forget to use a little bit of it to pay down debt. Well, there's an easy way to save a couple dollars today. Now, saving money ain't easy, but don't you fret. Just follow these rules and don't forget. You may lose a little money and feel annoyed, like when Raven lost a couple thousand in Bitcoin. But there's an easy way to save a couple dollars today.
When you bought that Bitcoin Doge, it was the dumbest thing you ever did.
It's up 5% so far this morning.
Good. So
all right,
now you have 13 cents.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.